chào, nở ni chào. So with a boundless heart, should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading outward to the skies and downward to the depths, outwards and unbounded, free from hatred and ill will, whether standing, walking, king, seated or lying down, free from all senses, one choose to sustain this recollection. This is said to be the abiding, by not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, being free of vision, being free from all sense desires, is not born again into this world.
Thank you. So, you see, for introduction to meditation, so meditation is basically a way to calm and still our thoughts, our feelings, and also our emotion. Because we don't allow things to settle, we can have this mind that can be very active, because especially on a busy day at work, Monday to Friday, if we carry too much of our busyness on work from our day-to-day life back in our mind until we sleep, then we find that sometimes if our mind is very active, then it's very hard for the mind to still and settle. So with a mind that is basically uncontrolled thoughts and feelings and emotion will lead to a source of suffering. A mind that's well controlled will lead to a source of happiness and great freedom. So that's the reason why meditation is so popular in this society and around the world these days. Because as we become more and more busier, we start to think a lot and plan a lot. And also it does not help having smartphones, emails and information just in our fingertips. Because every time that we are bored, we want to wonder what's happening in the world, or check out our friends, our kids and our family, or business, or the news, we pick up the phone and we check everything through our fingertips with a smartphone. So the problem with that, sometimes knowing all this stuff is good, but if we feed our mind with too many negative news and problems, we can really get caught up with just the way the world is going. And if we get caught up with everything out there in the world, we carry that in our heart and in our mind. It can lead to a very unsettled thoughts and feeling. So that's why it's so important once in a while just to let it go and let the mind settle. Because if we don't settle the mind, then our mind will be running back and forward. So it's like a mind that's basically just out of control. So that's how I felt when I was before I became a Buddhist or started learning meditation. I used to think so much, I used to plan so much, I used to worry so much, and I trying to make my heart smarter by learning more, by trying to figure things out. But all I did was just got myself a big headache, and it actually led to myself having anxiety attack, to the point my hand was shaking, try building, yeah? And I'll have anxiety attack once in a while. Yeah? And when I go back and sleep, yeah? I can't sleep. My mind is so active. I think about my problem, yeah? Think about other people's problem. Yeah? I think about work. I think about just all kind of nonsense. So when I came across Buddhism, I realized that if I learn to watch the breath and allow the mind to settle and calm down, then you allow that peace and freedom to rise in your in one's heart at this moment. So instead of running, thinking of the past and future, what to do the next day, or the argument with the boss, with the friend, with the family, yeah. We tend to just accept things and let things go. When we accept things and let things go, then we feel free. Then we feel at peace. Then we can rest. Then we can settle. So we rest, then we settle. Then our mind can be peaceful. Then the calm, the a mindfulness will slowly increase in the mind, because when we think so much, we can become very tired. Same, if we work very hard, we need to rest the body. Same with our mind. If we think a lot, we plan a lot, we do a lot, our mind gets very tired. Yep. With a tired mind, we lose focus and concentration. So time to time, it's good to just have a break and allow our thoughts to settle. Because every human being will have about 50,000 thoughts a day or 2,000 thoughts an hour. So there's a lot of our wandering thinking. So if we're not careful, we can really over think or worry with so many things. So our mind is so active that if we're not careful, then this monkey mind will be running around the whole place. And there's no peace, there's no calm. So what meditation does is allow things to settle. So when we settle the mind, then the mind becomes clearer of things like burden, responsibility, anger, stress, worry, excessive thinking. Yep. All these states are not healthy. So if you have a clear mind, then it's just a lot easier to get by the day. We are getting agitated so much. So meditation is quite simple. It's just letting things settle. When you settle things, and you find that your mind becomes very light, you feel quite light, the tension is not there, and you feel like almost like when you're a child. When you're a child, you're free from burdens and responsibility. You have a carefree heart, and you just play with your friends. So when I start doing meditation for the very first time, I felt very happy and free. And that reminded me when I was younger, when I was a child, that I was free from all this burden and responsibility. So yeah, that was a quite nice feeling. So when I joined the monastery, I find that feeling does arise. When I went back home, then the stress and worry increased. So I realized, okay, it's a bit hard. What do I do? Continue practicing, join the monastery. Okay, I joined the monastery and give it a go. I was meant to do it for 3 years, but now I've been practicing for 10 years. I'm happy and free. So that's one reason why people become monastic and do a spiritual practice. But the happiness of a calm free mind, you cannot find in the world. You can only find in spiritual practice and also in meditation. Okay, so I guess we will start meditation. So meditation is usually half an hour. Okay, so I'll slowly guide everyone into a meditation, because for anyone that's new, it can be quite quite unusual or sometimes even strange. So I can slowly guide people in the meditation. So that way, they can go step by step and just allow this body and mind to settle. Okay, so I just get someone to turn off the light. Thank you. Okay. So with meditation, you see, just keep things as simple as possible. Meditation is not about stopping our thoughts, or stopping thinking. It's basically letting the mind settle, and allow our thoughts to calm, allow our feelings to settle, and allow everything to slowly become calm and peaceful, and allow this body to fade away gently. So to start, slowly bring your awareness to the front of your face and gently close your eye. So with your eye closed, just feel your body. Move your body around. Make it as comfortable as possible. With your awareness in front of your face, take a brief, deep breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out and relax. Breathe in. Breathe out, relax. And just breathe naturally. It's very important to bring your awareness to your body first, because our mind can be very subtle and still very active. So we use our body to calm our mind first. So with the awareness grounded within this body, we start from our top of our head. We relax the top of our head. Relax, 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 and let it settle, settle. Now we gently bring awareness to our face. Relax our face. Relax, relax our face, and let it settle, settle. Now we gently bring our awareness to our neck. Our neck should be nice and straight, not too rigid. And we relax our neck. Relax, relax, and settle our neck. Settle, allow to settle. Now, we gently bring our awareness to our upper body, to our left and our right shoulders. Make sure the light to sag. Let it relax. Relax. Relax our shoulders. And let it settle. Relax. Relax. Now we bring our awareness to our chest. So our chest should be breathing naturally in and out. So relax. As we breathe in, we relax our chest. And we breathe out, let it settle, letting settle. Relax and settle. Relax and settle. Now we gently bring our awareness to our upper back. Our upper back should be nice and straight, rested in the seat. And should not be too rigid, but nice and straight. Relax, relax, and settle our back, our upper back. Now, we gently bring our awareness to our lower back, where you're sitting on the cushion. our back should be nice and straight and rested. So now we can gently just relax our back. Relax. Relax. And let it settle. Settle. Okay. Now we gently bring our awareness to our arms, to our right and our left arms. Make sure it's rested, it's nice and comfortable, and if you need to, please move it. Make it as comfortable as possible. Then we relax our right and our left arms. Relax, relax, and let it settle. Now we gently bring our awareness to our hands and our finger. Make sure it's nice and comfortable. And we relax our hands and our fingers. Relax and let our fingers and hands settle. Relax. Relax. Sometimes there's a knee ringing. It's just a source of mindfulness. Sometimes we call it the mindfulness bell or tone. So it's to bring the mindfulness to the sound and go, yes, it's just a sound on the ear. Yes. And after that, gently bring your awareness back to the body. And there's a mindfulness sound. Sound. Back to the body, because sound is a part of nature, it's always there, but sometimes there are also artificial sounds. So when sound arises, we note it, we know it's there, then we let it go, then we come back to the body. So that way sound does not disturb us, it's just the way the world is. Now, we continue with the body scanning and be aware of our legs, our right and our left legs. We relax our right and left legs. Make sure it's nice and comfortable and just relax. Relax our right and left legs and allow it to settle, settle, settle on the seat. Now we gently bring our awareness back to our feet, down to our feet. Our feet should be nice and rested, nice and comfortable. And just relax. Relax our right and left feet. Relax our toe. Relax our sole of our feet. Relax. Relax. And let our feet and our toe settle. Settle. Now we gently bring our awareness back to our tummy. So our tummy should be not too tight. So if we have any tight pants or skirt, make sure it's nice and loose, not too tight. Just relax our tummy. Relax. Relax and let it settle. Relax. Now, we gently bring our awareness back to our face. we are awareness back to our face. We are aware of our breathing. Just breathing in softly, breathing in gently, and just breathe out naturally. Breathing, relax. Breathe out, settle. Breathing, calm. Breathe out, letting go. Breathing, peace. Breathe out, allowing to stealing, letting go. So we're breathing peace, and we breathe out, letting go. And just breathe naturally. This body awareness is very important in the beginning. The more we can settle this body and relax it, then the more peaceful and more calm the meditation is. The more we settle this body, the easier for the mind to settle. We're just aware of this breath, breathing in and breathing out. If your mind is still active, it's okay, because you see it takes time for everything to slowly settle. The goal of meditation is not to stop the thoughts, it's to allow everything to settle, become calm and still. Time to time, you go to the body, you scan the body, you notice anywhere that's too tight or in pain, you learn to let it go and let the tightness or the pain to relax and settle. So you allow this body to settle. Then as this body settles more and more, we gently bring awareness back to our breath and be aware of our breath, breathing in and breathing out, gently, calmly. As we calm down more and more, then our mind and our thoughts, our feeling will become calm too. So we ground our awareness with the breathing in and out gently, and also with the awareness of this body. Our thoughts and our feelings can be very active. It's okay. It takes time for everything to calm and settle. If we're worrying about the future, it's okay. This future is already past. We let it go. Our mind is going into past and future, it's so uncertain, so we let it go and we just be with this present moment awareness. Stay with this moment. This is the most important time we have. Future is uncertain, past is already gone. We let it go. Be with this moment, be with this body, be with this mind. Be with this feeling and let things calm, let things settle. As we calm this body and calm the mind, then later on, the sense of peace, happiness and freedom will slowly arise. So as we calm the senses and calm the mind, inner peace will come naturally by letting go. So we're just aware of our breathing, of the whole breathing in, the whole breathing out. Sometimes we take a big breath, just watch our breathing sensation, ground our awareness in the breathing, then slowly, gently breathe naturally. when we breathe in, it relaxes our body and calms the mind. That's why when we can be a bit stressed or tense, we always say, just watch the breath and just have deep breath, breathing in and breathing out. The same in meditation. So we use our breath just to calm our heart and calm our mind and relax this body. Breathing is a source of peace and safety. When we tense, when we stress, we go back to our breath and use the breath as a safety. As we are aware of our breathing naturally in and out, our mind will naturally settle and hopefully becomes just an echo in the background. If you find that you still a bit tense and your body is in pain, or your mind is still wandering a lot, it's okay. Sometimes living in the world with so much busyness and activity, our heart and the mind is not settled. So sometimes it's good, it's always good to have a bit of loving kindness to oneself and just say to yourself, may I be happy, may I be well, may I be free from suffering. May I let go of worries. May I abide in peace and happiness. May I be free and peaceful. Reflect those thoughts to yourself. You allow your heart to settle and feel safe within this moment. See how much you can relax and settle this body, and how much you can calm this mind. Sometimes it's always good just to be aware of the peacefulness of the room. Just be aware of the calm, the silence of the room. When the environment is calm and peaceful, then we bring that into our meditation. 2 minutes left. So it's good to reflect how your mind is, how settled your body is, how relaxed your body, and how your mind is more calm and more peaceful and less wandering thoughts, and how peaceful it is. So before we finish, in 2 minutes, just be aware of your breathing and just breathe gently, calmly, and relax. I'll ring the gong 3 times. So after the 3rd gong, just come out gently and just sit down for a few minutes and just relax. It's very important when you finish a meditation. So it's good to just sit quietly, and just soak in the calmness of the moment. Because that way, when you leave and you go back, you try and maintain the calmness of the body and mind. This meditation is basically learning to let things go and let things be, and learning not to carry our worry, stress and problem back home and back to our family. It's so important to take care of this mind of us through letting things settle and calm. We eat well, we exercise well, we take vitamin pills, take medicine to take care of this body. But with this mind, the same thing too. We want to take care of this mind of us, our thoughts, our feelings and emotion. We have to let all the negative thoughts and feelings go, just by settling it and allow it to slowly fade away. So we take a shower to remove all the filth and the smell from our body, to make it clean. Same with our mind. We calm and still the mind, to let go of all the stress, anxiety and worry. And just to clean the mind, to purify the mind, to make it calm, peaceful and aware again. So a mind that's uncontrolled is a source of suffering. But a mind that's well controlled is a source of happiness. Because when we control our mind through calming our negative thoughts and behavior, we will do things by body, speech and mind in a wholesome way. So virtue is basically learning to do things that will not harm ourselves and harm other people. Then samadhi, or meditation, is learning to train the mind into calmness and stillness, and also to let go of any very unwholesome thoughts, memories and behavior. So when we let go of those negative thoughts and behavior through our thinking and our our habits, then we can develop wisdom. Wisdom is knowing the harm and danger of doing things that will hurt ourselves and other people. So when you develop wisdom, you know what will lead to happiness and what will lead to suffering. And we avoid the suffering and develop and cultivate the happiness. So these are basically the basic teaching of the of Buddhism, of sila, samadhi, panya. So sila is our virtue or moral behavior. Samadhi is training the mind to calm, peace and stillness. And panya is wisdom. Wisdom is seeing the harm and danger of our behavior through our action, speech and mind, and also intention. So if we train this mind and guard it and protect it from our wholesome thoughts and behavior, that will lead to a great source of happiness. Not by willpower, by letting go and stillness. Because a mind that's calm and peaceful is a mind that will see things more clearly. Okay, thank you. So this is basically a basic introduction on Buddhism and meditation. It's very simple, but you can go very deep in one's practice. Okay, so do anyone have any questions to ask me? Sorry if my my guided meditation or my explanation is not clear, because I started learning English when I was about 12, so I'm not fluent in English. So my my first language is Cantonese. I was born in Malaysia, and I migrated to Australia when I was 12. So the good thing is staying with the monks and staying with a lot of Western monks. So it helped me to improve on my English skill. So please forgive me if my my words and example that is not that clear. Okay. So so anyone have any questions? No questions? People are very relaxed. Yes. Yes.
Horizontally around the temporal area.
Yes.
Start a stretch.
Yes.
Automatically.
Yes.
Calm control.
Yes.
Slightly like lifting up.
Mm-hmm.
The outer corner of the eyes, which lasts about 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Happen last week as well.
Yes.
I feel good. I'm happy. I just want to understand what your point of view is. Why
these changes happen? Yes. You see, when you relax the body and relax the mind, the energy will flow in to a different place and grow. Because when you tense, you find that the flow of the body in we call it qi. So when we relax, the qi will flow properly. And also, you face everything relaxed. So people that do meditation, the scientists have found that they have lower high blood pressure, their health improve, and also things like anxiety or stress is lessened. So when if we can be aware of this body, we can see our part that's tense and learn to relax and let it go. The more we can relax this body, the more it can basically allow things to flow and recover. See, when animals get hurt, they'll sit down and just relax and slowly recover and regenerate. So same with meditation. So with meditation, the same thing will happen. As any part of your body is injured or tense, the more you relax, the more it will regenerate faster. So it's something that's natural.
Does that mean the eye, the areas around eyes is more tense than other?
Yes, yes.
So it goes to eyes, and then I have a sore back and sore knees, but the same thing go
in the area. Because of that part that need to be relaxed. One of my friend, he was looking after his father that's got Alzheimer's, and he was getting a bit violent. So when he went and stayed in the monastery, he says when he sit down to meditate, his back was a lot of pain, very stiff. But after a while, after 2 weeks, the stiffness and the pain just went away. So he feel quite relaxed and quite peaceful in his back. And he realized it was just the tension of taking care of his dad that was got Alzheimer's and basically losing control and getting quite aggressive. So he has to basically control him to make sure that he's fine at home or going out to town because his dad was just almost losing his mind. So he saw the tension coming from his back. And sometimes when we do a retreat, we have other retreatants. They say when they sit down, they have a lot of pain in the leg, or pain on their arms, or pain in the back. Then later on, as they relax, those energy become stronger. They feel the heat, they feel the warmth coming up from the leg, or they feel things a bit more tense. Then it's just past injuries or tension that's accumulated in our body. And as we become more sensitive to this body, we can learn to feel the energy and let it go. So it's just energy coming out. So it's quite natural in meditation. Yeah. One thing with meditation, they find that if people do a 7-week retreat, they find that the brain structure actually change. Yeah. The meditation do change how the brain structure is. Things like white matter will start to increase. So as my white matter increases, things like become more aware and more sensitive to what's happening. Yeah. Meditation is very strange and also very wonderful because it's like this body settling down and like we're shutting down the five senses. As we shut down the five senses, the body becomes very calm and the mind becomes very, very peaceful. In some cases, this only in very deep meditation, as people calm down, become very settled, they start to remember memories of when they are quite young and when they're as a child. So memories that wasn't there before slowly arise as our mind become clearer and we start to become more peaceful in our meditation. So a lot of people that join the monastery or stay in the monastery for 1 or 2 weeks or come for a retreat or stay for the 3 months range retreat Wasala at Bodhiyana, they say that as they do more and more meditation, sometimes these memories and feelings slowly arise. They can remember things that happened a long time ago. Also their dreams become stronger. It tends to become more aware of our inner feelings and the conscious. And the memories happened long time ago, when you're a child, slowly will surface. It's quite interesting. So meditation is very basic, but it can go very deep. And in some cases, when people can learn to relax this body and calm the mind down, then the sense of peace, happiness and freedom will rise, and this body will slowly calm, become still and vanish. And sometimes people say when that happens, it's very, very strange. You feel this body is gone, you don't feel anything, the mind is very calm, and there's a lot of sense of peace and happiness. And some meditators describe seeing this light that arise in the mind. And the light can be quite strong and quite bright. So we call this the nimittas. And the nimittas arise when this body shut down and the mind become very calm. So you look at some of the near-death experience on YouTube or on other books that people describe it. It's like almost like very deep meditation. So most people will see that when they die or pass away or have a near-death experience. But for meditators, Buddhist meditators, we don't have to die to see that. Because when we're dead, it's too late already. So we can develop those spiritual qualities and allow the mind to settle and allow all these things coming out, then we see things clearly. Then we'll change our behavior and purify our mind. This is basically spiritual practice. You can also check this on the internet. People describe all this near-death experience. And also in the medical journal, they say when a person passes away, they do brain scan, they find that the brain is very active for 7 minutes before it stops, after when the person is dead. And when people have near-death experience, they ask what did they see and what did they feel. And they say the body vanished, the mind is calm and still. And they describe this incredible peace and stillness and sometimes brightness coming from the mind. And also memories coming back from now into when they just born. So all this memory comes back. It's like the mind playing back. So meditation is very interesting. I mean, this kind of things, we don't normally talk about it much. But sometimes we have practitioners, they come across it for the very first time, and they don't know what it's in. But for Buddhist monk, sometimes we know what is it, and it's easy to explain to them what's happening and guide them to go deeper in their practice. Okay, any questions? No questions? Okay, anyway, so we finish. So if anyone have any questions, ask me later. Thank you.
Right. Yes. Good. Hey, get let off from home early because you've done so well. So thank you, Venerable Chandra. That was lovely. Very calming. Even just your voice is very calming. So thank you for coming. We hope you'll come back again.
If people know me when I was a layperson, it's the opposite. I used to be very angry and very aggressive.
Can you hear? Saying he used to be very angry and very aggressive as a layperson.
Yeah, I was working up as a miner, and I was getting really, really restless and hanging around the wrong crowd. Yeah, so it actually affected my health a lot. I felt like I was going completely insane and mad. I think Buddhism actually helped me to save me from letting go of my anxiety and depression. So I wasn't like this. I actually trained myself, conditioned myself to be free from my mental madness.
It's a great confession. For this group, you're not going anywhere now. Can you tell? Bob, can we have him Venerable a little louder? We can't hear him so much at the front. Maybe you can hear him at the back. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you did to overcome anxiety and depression? Just because there's quite a lot of us who have anxiety in the group.
Okay.
If you don't mind me standing here asking questions.
Okay. I mean, the most important thing is to have loving kindness to oneself. When you have loving kindness to other people, it's easier. But to have loving kindness to oneself is hard. So you have to develop loving kindness to oneself, forgive oneself for all our shortcomings and our mistakes. Because we're all human, we make mistakes. And sometimes we regret the things that we make. Yeah? Sometimes we punish ourselves more than other people. And we have to live with ourselves sometimes. And when we alone, we have to face ourselves. So when you develop loving kindness and forgiveness to oneself, then you can be happy and free. So once you develop that, then you develop meditation. So when you develop meditation, when you calm your mind, you look inside, then you see the goodness. Because it's quite interesting. One time, we at Newbury Monastery, we have one person that drove 2 hours away from his place and came and visited the monastery in Newbury in Victoria. He came with his partner. So I'm not sure what was happening, but he was carrying a lot of anger, frustration, and anxiety within in his heart. And I asked him what was happening, and he says that he will get quite aggressive towards his partner. And I say, where is that coming from? And he says, he used to come out from the prison, and he was in prison for a few years. So he was hanging around with very aggressive people, and very depressed people. So he was going, basically going crazy and insane in the prison system. So I told him, it's okay. I mean, that is all past. You got to learn to forgive yourself and have kindness to oneself. So that's the extreme case. And I say, our mind is like water. You get water, you put a lot of salt in, and you add more salt, and you add bags of salt, then you add a kilo of salt. Then after that, the water becomes very salty. So when you taste the water, it's very salty and disgusting. So that's what he experienced. But I say it's fine. You got to learn to develop all the good qualities and all the happiness and sincereness of mind. Just keep on developing good, wholesome qualities, speech and mind. It's like someone pouring in clean water. The more clean water you pour in, then the saltiness of the water in the vessel will slowly become less and less salty. Then after a while, the water will become clean. Yeah. So our mind is like that. So same with me. I was basically just full of anger and bitterness. So that's why I became a Buddhist and did meditation, just overcome my suffering. And once I got enough happiness, I wanted to explore this spiritual practice more. That's the reason why I joined the monastery, see if I can deepen my practice. But anyway, it's been working so far. Thank you.
That's lovely. Are there any more questions? Okay. Again, okay.
I'm just interested. It's the first time I noticed that
yes.
Your rope actually
tangled
around and
pressed
under your arm.
Yes.
So, what does that mean?
Oh, no, it's just when you wear a rope, that's how we wear. Because you open this rope, it's like one big sheet. So, for monastic, we roll this up and we put around our wrist so it's intact. So, when we walk around, it won't fall off. Yes. Because as a monastic, we meant to give up the world, give up money, give up family life, and live very simply. So we meant to renounce the world. So when we renounce the world, we let go a lot of attachment. Then we can deepen our meditation and understand the suffering of this mind. And this mind is always attached to the world and attached to things that we want in the world through our five senses. So when we free our five senses and free our sense, our attachment towards our world and to our desires, then we become free and happy inside. And when we are free, then we can slowly understand ourself. When you have a self, the self will always pick up things, always want things. But when we let go of the idea of self and develop calm and peace, then we slowly start to understand non-self. So when we slowly understand non-self, we realize we are the cause of all our suffering. So we can train our mind not to not to run after things too much, then we become free inside. Yeah. So usually Buddhist monastic, we do that. But for lay practitioner, it's okay to do that too. So sometimes our lay practitioner will join the monastery or do retreats and just learn to be free from the attachment of the world and the five senses. That's temporary. And develop the happiness and peace in their meditation and in their practice. Yep. And then bring it back to their daily life and apply it. Because spiritual happiness comes from inside. But for Buddhist practitioner, we aim for the highest. Is free from suffering completely. Basically, enlightenment. So as a monastic, we have to wear simple clothes. So we're not lay people. So the robe is symbol the a practitioner or a renouncer or Buddhist monk that is seeking for enlightenment. So that's why we wear all these funny bed sheets, Ajahn Brahm says. Yes.
What would you recommend for us, practicing meditation, to be start doing non-self?
I think non-self is very deep. Just practice to calm the mind first. Yeah, because sometimes non-self is very hard to understand. Sometimes it's people that have near-death experience when the body dies and the mind is completely stopped thinking. It's just pure awareness. Then they describe this incredible peace and calm. It's like the mind is free. It's just pure awareness and stillness. Yeah. So for people or monastic, it takes many years to still the mind down. So non-self is something very hard to understand. Yep. But you can read about it on the Buddhist teaching of non-self. Because the self is always busy, thinking and planning and picking up things. Our desires are very strong. But the opposite of non-self is letting go of the idea of will and ego. So when we let go of the will and the ego, then we tend to become more free. Because we're not feeding the idea of a self and I anymore. So that's why Buddhist monks and nuns ordain is to let go of the idea of I. So it's something very deep, hard to understand. So it has to be practiced and slowly realized.
Honorable Chandra, lovely
thanks,
to see
thanks,
you
Rachel.
All here.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Good night.
Pleasure. That's good. Thank you.